online at galaxylendinggroup.com.
Galaxy Lending Group, LLC. NMLS 142766. MD-091-9491. Equal housing lender.
When you hear the rooster on Saturday morning, or CCR Saturday morning, you know you're listening to Rosie on the House. This is what gets all the women still in their nightgowns up on the kitchen counter, air stroking the broomstick, baby. Or if you're out in the yard, take that rake, play a little air guitar. It's all right. Rosie on the House, every Arizona homeowner's answer to any question, problem, dilemma, or project you've got planned in, out, and about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We show up every Saturday morning for 3 hours to answer any question you might have. The number is 1-888-767-4348.
And we're going to bring in a special guest this segment, old HP from Galaxy Lending Group. We've got some new information and mortgages that he was it just last Saturday or was that two Saturdays?
It was. I mean, mortgages are like in the news on a regular basis, and they were all over the news Monday and Tuesday. So I thought, well,
it's a home improvement show. You would think most people listening probably have homes, yeah, so this could affect them.
That's right.
Let's clear it up. Good morning, Mr. Harold.
Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group with our Mortgage Minute. Harold, what's all this news about the mortgage rate here, man? It's like
good
you
morning, guys.
It's like
yeah, good morning, guys. What you're hearing is a ton about interest rates. Interest rates have dipped. It's been very newsworthy over the past few weeks, especially. What we're looking at are 30-year rates pretty much at the lowest they've ever been in history, where 30 years you're in the middle threes, 15 years you're in the high twos, and what we're seeing a lot of right now is a lot of people refinancing down to a 15-year and still keeping their regular monthly payment that they had on the 30-year about the same or sometimes even lower.
And I mean, you're talking saving over the course of a mortgage, over the course of your lifetime, you're re-diverting tens of thousands of dollars rather than going to pay interest on your mortgage to go to whatever retirement plan package you can put together. I mean, this is really significant.
It is. Not only tens of thousands, in some cases, there's a couple we looked at yesterday where it was over $100,000 over the life of the loan, the difference it makes in the interest and the reduction in payments. And then pile on top of that, FHA's reduction in their cost on the mortgage insurance, which goes into effect on Monday. We're preparing for a lot of those where we're seeing $300-$500 a month. It's reducing the monthly payment for a lot of people. This is a significant boost. And pile that on top of gas prices being lower, and there's a lot of money sitting out on the table for a lot of the regular people that are out there.
You tell me, find the economist that explain to me how mortgage rate interest is tied to the price of gas and oil, and I want to talk to that guy.
unfortunately, it's not that simple and straightforward. But with the price of gas and oil coming down, just looking at it on a lower level, just what it does for our economy, what it can do for your personal finances and personal budget, it's time to make hay. If you've got a rate that's anywhere higher than 4%, it's definitely something to take a look at.
All right. Well, thanks again for taking time out of your Saturday morning to join us. That's Galaxy Lending Group. Harold, if somebody wanted to talk to y'all, how would they contact you?
602-595-1233 or galaxylendinggroup.com.
Again, thanks a million. I appreciate the update.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
That's almost free money. I mean, at 3% interest, that's almost free money. Man, let's get to the phones. We've got Patrick, Paige, and Dick all on hold. Where are we going to go first, bud?
Let's start from the top. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Phoenix. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, super fantabulous.
Okay, my question is, well, let me get into it a little bit. My stepdad had passed away a couple weeks ago and left my mom's house unfinished.
Okay.
So it needs tile and carpet and trim, and they have the tile. But my mom's question was, should we spend the money to finish it all before we sell the house, or should we just sell the house as is? Because I don't know if carpet and tile will actually increase the value of the house that much to even be beneficial to us. You know what I mean?
Well, Patrick, sorry for your family's loss.
Thank you.
I think, do you have a realtor you trust? That's going to be a hard question for me to answer, because if the rest of the house is in pretty nice shape and it's not one of these homes that's going to be torn down and, you know, a mansion built over the top of it, if it's in pretty good condition, I'm going to say it's probably going to be worth it for you to finish the tile and finish the floor covering and things like that. But it's going to be impossible to determine that. I'd get a realtor I trust out on site. I would be happy to stop by and give you 2 hours of my time for free. All you're going to get is my opinion. That's all. And it's worth exactly what you're going to pay for it. But I'd be happy to do that. If you'd want to stay online, Jennifer could get your phone number. And we'll kind of go from there.
And there's another complete side to that, in people that one of the first things people do when they move in is new flooring and new paint.
That's true too. Yeah.
So,
but if it's already new,
if it's already new, but it may not be something they like either. So,
oh, that's true too.
You know, the consumer side of me, the consume less, use less, waste less. You know, don't put something in that the next owner is not gonna, may not like anyway, or may okay. change anyway.
All right.
So you can go a couple different ways on that. It just, I think there's a few times I would say yes, call a realtor.
if
I would absolutely agree with that.
If you don't know a good realtor, I can recommend a couple very trustworthy realtors that operate in your neighborhood. So we can help you out, work your way through this period of grief here, Patrick. Without you know, you don't have to do anything real quick. So just proceed, you know, with measurement. Okay.
Paige in Litchfield Park, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a question related to granite countertops. I understand it's a good idea to seal them. What's the best product if that's important, and how often should you do it?
Well, you can hardly do it too often, Paige. It is important to seal it. Any of the products that are Hydromet makes one, Secure makes another. Out at Litchfield Park, I'm trying to think where I might have him stop in to pick up a product. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. But any product that you put on it is going to help. Granite is more porous than people realize, and you realize how porous it is as soon as someone spills that first glass of red wine or a little bacon grease lands on it. Then you realize, oh, it's not quite as sealed up as I thought.
And you can call Aztec Granite Countertop down there right by the industrial part of Phoenix, just south of Bank One Ballpark. I can never remember the new name. Or just south of Bob.
Aztec Marble.
Ask for KC. They've got, you know, their favorites. And they've been doing our granite exclusively for 8 or 9 years. So
that's right.
I would trust anything they would tell you.
Well, that leaves another line open at 1-888-767-4348. We've got Dick in Tucson. We'll get to him in just a minute. But right now it's the time of the show where we always try and encourage you to get out and see this great state. It's a section of the show that we call the Arizona Staycation. It's sponsored by Sanderson Ford, along with our good friends at Arizona Highways and Arizona Office of Tourism. We try and encourage y'all to quit leaving the state of Arizona to go and take your personal time off. We've got corners of the state that are absolutely worth every minute to get out and go see. You register to win the Arizona Staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. If you win it, you get to pick any car that Sanderson Ford has in their demo lot and reserve it for whenever you want to go. There are no blackout dates. You tell us where in Arizona you want to go, and we make arrangements for the lodging. Jennifer buys you a gas card. The entire Arizona staycation is on us and Sanderson Ford. It's actually, we award one every single month, and people have traveled virtually every corner of the state. You know, here's a staycation idea. Coming up January 31st, this is really cool, a great family activity. Pay attention here. Listen up. Arizona Game and Fish Department up in Flagstaff is having their fourth annual Bald Eagle Celebration next Saturday, January 31st, at the Willow Bend Environmental Educational Center. That's out on East Sawmill Road in Flagstaff. Starts at 7:30 in the morning. Get the kids up early. Get them out the house. Get them out to the Willow Bend Environmental Educational Center. Y'all going to do a hike. You're going to be with fish and game officers that are going to try and put y'all into actual sightings of bald eagles. At 10:30, there's the Eaglets Family Program for the younger kids in the family. And then at 1 p.m., there's the Fully Fledged Program for any age individual. A great talk and presentation on bald eagle conservation. So for more information, take a look on the website at willowbendcenter.org. Listen, y'all, this is free. There is an optional $5 donation that will be appreciated, but the event is free. The fourth annual Bald Eagle Celebration at Willow Bend Environmental Center, Sawmill Road in Flagstaff. That would be a great, you'd miss the Rosie on the House show, but well, you could podcast it.
Yeah, or you could put, you know, a little walkie-talkie, not a walkie-talkie, a little radio, put an earplug in, turn on 93.5 FM or 9:30 AM.
You could
stick a little earpiece in and check it out while you're. You can listen to Rosie on the House and watch Eagles at the same time. Sure. All right. If you are interested in a set of Suns tickets, we're going to post a quick Phoenix Suns trivia question on our Facebook page when we come back from the break. So get your thinking caps on if you're a Suns fan. It's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. But you
log on to Facebook.
Go to the Rosie on the House page and get ready. We'll post the question there. And if you're the first one to get it right, you and a friend will be going to the Suns-Washington Wizards game coming up this Wednesday, January 28th.
Row 12, good seats.